Assembly Audible podcast is sponsored by Promis. Promis is the leading manufacturer of fully electric servo presses. Hello and welcome to Assembly Audible. Today we're doing a special spontaneous recording with Nikki Gonzalez, head of partnerships at QuoteBeams and the podcast host of Automation Ladies. Nikki, welcome to Assembly Audible. Thank you for making time for this.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, Jennifer.
Okay, so drum roll, please. We're pleased to announce that Nikki is going to be on site in Nashville for the Assembly Show South.
Yay! Whoa, I'm so excited.
Oh, me too.
Never been to the Assembly Show before.
Well, this is our first show in the South in Nashville, and I'm so happy that you're coming. You know, I'm a fan of Automation Ladies, so I can't wait to meet you in person.
Thank you. I'm really excited. Chicago is a little further for me. I try not to travel too much. So the fact that you're going to be in Nashville makes it that much easier for me to pop in and check out the South Show. I saw so many cool videos from you guys from last year, from the show, from Jake Hall and everybody that, you know, I wouldn't want to miss it.
Cool. So Nikki is going to be on site April 5th and April 6th. So make sure to hit her up for a special comp code and link to get into the show for free. She'll be meeting fans and recording podcasts. What else are you planning on doing at the show when you're there?
I'm planning on going to some booths. There's a few things that I've been wanting to see, take some videos probably. I'd like to probably try to get some live demos. That's one of the things we love to do at Automation Ladies is learn about the stuff that we maybe haven't had a chance to see lately. And then I plan on meeting up with my friend Brennan Duger from Blue Collar Automation. I know he's doing some sort of demonstration for Universal Robots. Yep. So I'm really happy to be able to catch that.
Awesome. Yeah. Okay. So let's kind of reverse a little bit. Tell our listeners about your work and Automation Ladies.
Sure. So Automation Ladies is a podcast and maybe a little bit more than that. We're figuring that out. We like to maybe refer to it a little bit more as a community because we do more than just podcast recording at this point. Mm-hmm. But it's myself and my co-host, Allie G, or Alicia Gilpin. She is the owner and chief engineer at Process and Controls Engineering, LLC, which is a systems integration firm in the Pacific Northwest, Seattle area. She's actually a chemical engineer, so she does a lot of process automation and panel building and that sort of thing, but also discrete automation with robotics. And so we have a lot of fun talking because I work on the supply chain side of the business now, and she's in the field oftentimes and learning how to integrate, you know, new technologies while also doing a ton of upgrades on, you know, existing equipment and that sort of thing. So it's a fun rapport with us because I miss being out in the field. I sit behind the screen most of the time now, but we got together. Actually, we met on LinkedIn, even though we both lived in Seattle, we did overlap for some time, but we didn't know each other. So crazy power of networking on the internet now.
That's right. Yeah.
And we found that, you know, there's a lot more discussions happening online now in our industry in terms of people sort of networking, doing podcasts, doing LinkedIn Live. But we weren't really seeing many women, if any, doing that in the space. And I got inspired by one of my favorite podcasts called Office Ladies, which is Pam and Angela from The Office, the show. They're actually best friends in real life, and they have a podcast where they talk about The Office. And they just have a lot of fun, you know, talking about it. And I thought, how cool would it be if I had a friend that, A, I had something in common with, you know, personally, and then B is just as nerdy and into industrial automation and manufacturing as I am. And I happened to find the perfect person for this, Allie. And so we decided to start this podcast. And I guess we weren't the only ones that were interested in these conversations because we've just had a really amazing community support from the companies that we know, you know, industry leaders, our community on LinkedIn. And we interview mostly women, but not all women. It's just, hey, it's a conversation led by two girls. So it's going to be a little bit different from some of the other conversations that are happening. And so we do LinkedIn Lives most Thursdays at 4 p.m. Eastern or 3 Central. And then we also record audio podcasts with some guests that don't maybe want to do live interviews.
Yeah.
And we talk to people in all different levels of automation when it comes to manufacturing. So for instance, you know, I didn't realize I had a kind of a big blind spot in that I know a lot of automation areas in the plant, but I, for instance, don't know that much about, you know, plant maintenance or what is a millwright, or, you know, there's all kinds of different positions that support our manufacturers that we don't necessarily know about. And there are also so many cool career pathways to kind of get into what we do. Not to even mention like controls engineering, which is kind of, you know, a bulk of what we talk about. There isn't really a formal path for that. Like, you don't go to college for a controls engineering degree. And so we just want to showcase all the different types of people that are in these fields and show them that, hey, there's opportunities for all kinds of cool stuff here. And even if you maybe don't have people at your plant that you feel like you can connect with, let's say you're a girl in the third shift and you're the only one, then, you know, you can talk to us online and not have to worry about whether or not you've got that kind of support or community, you know, directly in at your location. So that's a little bit about what we do. The podcast is also released on every major podcast platform from, you know, iTunes, Spotify, Google, wherever you find your podcasts. And we typically release our new episodes on Thursdays as well.
That is so cool. I love that. Well, shout out to your friend, Brennan. I actually talked to him yesterday and he was giving you a lot of credit and just saying how popular you guys got all of a sudden. And he was like, you should ask her to send a screenshot of your LinkedIn analytics, because apparently you have like a big following, or like he called it a cult following. Do you think that's true?
I would venture to say, I feel like Allie does. I think she has over 50,000 followers now, which is just really cool, because she's not, you know, she's not one of those influencers for the sake of it. She posts pictures of mostly her work and the stuff that she's learning and the stuff that she does in her home lab. And I just really appreciate the authenticity of her content. I think, you know, automation ladies, we have a really great community around us. Like, every time we do a live, we have at least 100 people register. We have at least, you know, 10 to 20 people attending live and actually interacting with us. I always tell them, I don't say it in every episode maybe, but like, come be part of the community, hang out with each other in the comments. So like, the comment section is also kind of where people interact with us, and we try to answer questions on the show and kind of like bring people in. But honestly, people have made connections with each other in the comment section of our stuff. And I love seeing that, like people asking questions and then maybe we didn't get to answering them, but somebody else in the community answered and they go, oh, let's connect. And then they go off and, you know, whether it's a business relationship or some sort of mentoring or just having these connections, especially if you're a smaller integrator or, you know, a growing business, you may not have the W-2 employees that have expertise in everything that you might want to get into. That's really where the power of this kind of community can be really, really helpful. So I wouldn't call it a cult following myself, but you know, it's all relative.
I love that.
Right. I feel like actual, like, social media stars have millions of followers. For us in our little world, the fact that we have like 80,000 together between our three accounts, like, I'm really thankful for that. It's very cool.
Yeah. And you didn't start out with an agenda to be an influencer or anything like that. And you say community. I also like the word collective a lot.
Oh yeah.
You know, and I, when you were describing it, it was like, I get it. Okay. That's really cool. Well, awesome. So what is currently on your radar? I mean, it can be anything, projects you're working on, things you're looking forward to.
Oh gosh. I'm actually really busy right now with my day job at QuoteBeam. So QuoteBeam is a marketplace for industrial automation components, as well as we're working on some tools to help people with their RFQs for things. But right now we're trying to solve one of the industry's toughest problems lately due to the supply chain shortages and issues, which is difficulty getting those last few parts for a project that may not be in stock and have a really, really long lead time. So we are working really hard to connect with all the regional distributors that don't have a great online presence, because it's very hard to know whether they have something or not. And as well as kind of, this was not an intention of ours, but a lot of our customers that are systems integrators, even manufacturers, have offered to list their excess inventory with us to help the community if somebody really needs something. So I am, you know, actively in my partnership role with QuoteBeam, working with manufacturers, distributors, systems integrators, panel builders, to kind of get them up on the marketplace. We call it a collaborative marketplace, because it really is not just listing of products, but the ability to come and connect with and collaborate with suppliers or customers in the space. So that's kind of like where a lot of my focus is going right now. But I do, and it's fun because I'm planning on going to Kentucky for the AHDD spring meeting, which is the Association of High Tech Distributors.
That's my home state.
I also have another visit planned for the Derby to Gray Solutions.
Oh, and I'm really excited. Fun. Yeah, the Derby's fun.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm just trying. I will have to get a hat, right?
You should get like an Automation Ladies. You know, I love branding. So that would be so fun to get like a fancy Automation Ladies hat.
Absolutely. So as you can see, I have a bit of a collection of hats. I
love that. Yeah.
Again, that's another part of our community. One of the guys, it's a couple people that started it, not me. Bill over at Lucid Automation and Josh Varhees at Traceroute started this hashtag called Hat Life, where we're sharing each other's like branded hats.
Oh, I love
and
that.
And Automation Ladies has been like, people have been asking us for hats for a long time. No, they're coming though. They're on order. So hopefully by the time I show up at the assembly show, I will be wearing an Automation Ladies hat and might have some for some of the people that we get a chance to meet up with. So that I'm also pretty damn excited about.
I also want a hoodie too. That would be cool. I'm making requests.
Okay. Yeah. Hey, keep them coming. We'll do whatever our community wants. That's what we're about. So we'll listen.
I love it. Well, you know, I love the name Automation Ladies and told you, I think it sounds like a sitcom. So it doesn't surprise me that it was inspired by the show. And also kind of one silly random comment. People used to say I look like Pam from The Office.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Do you see a little maybe resemblance? A little. I don't know.
Now that you say it, a little. But I think a lot of that sort of thing has to do with like your current haircut and, you know, maybe like which angle they're looking at you from. But I see it now.
Yeah.
Not
I don't know.
Like totally. Yeah. But yeah. No, I had this time in high school where I went back to, I'm from Iceland originally.
Oh,
and I
cool.
went home for the summer and I got my hair cut and colored. It was black and it was like this really cool new haircut for me.
I know.
And then
you're
I came back home.
This.
And somebody named Ashley Simpson had gotten famous that summer. It's actually Jessica Simpson's younger sister.
Yeah.
And she had my haircut. And everywhere I went, people told me I looked like Ashley Simpson. And it really made me mad because I got the haircut before she did. But everybody thought I copied her.
That's funny. I've been to Iceland. I loved it there. When I was there on a layover, I like sort of dressed up like Bjork. I felt embarrassed, but I also was like, you know what? I'm doing this.
Yeah,
exactly. I do have one question about what you said, and this is maybe going to sound kind of naive, but I hear people talking about, of course, a lot about the supply chain issues. And when you say parts in manufacturing, is that a range from like extra small to extra large and everything in between? And is that like custom parts or is there like a database for this or like a system for filing? I don't know. Does this make sense? Like, what does that even mean when people say parts? Is it just everything and anything?
So that is actually, it's actually a great question. And I wouldn't call it naive. We focus on industrial automation components that are standard. Mm-hmm. So anything that is in your automated machinery, from the control panel, right? Circuit breakers, relays, push buttons, HMIs. To things that may be in automated systems like gantries, so motors, you know, industrial automation is sort of where we're coming from as a niche. That's where our expertise is. We don't deal in custom parts. So like machined parts, for instance, there are marketplaces now actually specifically for custom parts. And so there's no need for us to, you know, reinvent the wheel and compete with those people. We're There's plenty of work to go around in all areas of industrial supply, right?
Yeah.
So we're actually partnering with those companies that offer things that we don't. So for instance, we have a launch coming up, I think next week or the week after, of an app called InSupply. And they focus more on general industrial supplies. So bolts, sandpaper, whatever industrial supplies a manufacturer might need, you might find them there. And then we basically feed our inventory of automation parts to those partners. There's also, you know, marketplaces like Zometry and a few others that deal with machined and custom things. And so we will eventually connect with them so that you can kind of get your whole needs somewhere, but right. I personally am not a huge fan of the word one-stop shop. Everybody wants to say they're a one-stop shop, but the reality is A, you can generally never get everything in one place. Mm-hmm. And B, even if you could, you probably shouldn't. Mm-hmm. Right. So that's one of the things with the supply chain crisis or whatever, like this turmoil we've gone through over the last mm-hmm. few years, is people have realized, oh, if I rely on one supplier and that one supplier can't get me what I need, I'm kind of in trouble. So it is important to have quality relationships with multiple suppliers so that in times of need, you have some resilience.
Yeah.
It is a database that we are building, and it is actually a very big challenge to build this database because all manufacturers have their data in different formats, you know, the data sheets, the whether or not it's visible online. So we're spending a lot of time and money making this database so that the distributors that or customers that come to sell on our platform, they don't have to list all of the product information mm-hmm. because mm-hmm. that's a lot of work.
Yeah.
And so we're building this database, and then we're allowing the suppliers to plug into it. Mm-hmm. And then what we offer is if you come to the website, you search for a part, you don't find it, we have a chat that's staffed by real people mm-hmm. where you can just drop your request. Hey, I need these things. Can you quote them for me? And we will add them to our system. Mm-hmm. And then we can, you know, help you find where to get those parts and get them in stock or within the lead time that you need. It's a great avenue. You know, the 80-20 principle applies to most things, right? Mm-hmm. So unfortunately, right now, a lot of buyers are spending way too much time on that last 20% of their bill of materials or the components that they're having a hard time getting. And that's where we can help kind of lighten the load and, you know, tap into our supply chain network. Even if something isn't on the website, we have a high chance of being able to find it for you. I won't, you know, never make any promises.
Right. That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. And I love being in that position because in the past I used to work for a specific brand and I would have to say like, oh, you know, I could only sell what was my brand.
Yeah.
Whereas now we're very much in kind of like a partnership community position where we're supporting everyone, regardless of
function.
Brand.
Yeah.
It's exactly right. It's right now about helping people find what they need so that they can get their machine back up and running or complete a machine that's behind deadline, something mm-hmm. like that. And we all know that it's really important for us to keep our manufacturing here in the US, especially running and growing, right? We need extra capacity.
In your opinion, I mean, we have people come on the podcast who offer solutions to the supply chain issue, right? But in your opinion, how did we get into the predicament that we ended up in? That's a big question. I know
probably
that could be a whole podcast episode. You know what? We can save that for the show.
Maybe, yeah, let's talk about it.
If you want to.
Because, and this is something that nuance is important. And this mm-hmm. is not a question that, you know, it is multifaceted, right? Part of mm-hmm. it was COVID. Part of it was how we have set up the way that we do business before, which was already problematic. But yeah, there's a lot of components to it. And I'm happy to talk about it. But it is not a, you know, it's not a soundbite to do it justice.
Yeah, I understand. I definitely want to record something with you on site. Whatever that is, if you know, we can get a group together or just you and I make some content, it's going to be a ton of fun. I'm really looking forward to it.
Likewise.
So how can our listeners, we have the comp code, people can follow the link and get into the show for free. You're going to be there. How can people get in touch with you before or even after the show?
Yeah, I'm generally on LinkedIn. You can, you know, send me a message. If you're in the industry, I will accept your connection request if you can't message me without one. I'm mm-hmm. happy to connect with everybody in the industry. Definitely find me on LinkedIn. Automation Ladies is also like a company page mm-hmm. on LinkedIn. So you can find us there. And then you can email me either at Nikki@quotebeam.com. If you're looking at this, it's spelled like the word price quote and then BEAM, like beam me up, Scotty, or Nikki@automationladies.io. And our podcast, you can also find, we have a website, automationladies.io, which shows all of the places you can download the podcast or you can listen right on the website itself. You can also send us a voice message there and mm-hmm. or send us an email.
Awesome. All right. Well, you heard it here first. Nikki from Automation Ladies is going to be at the First Assembly Show South in Nashville, April 4th through the 6th. And we can't wait.
Look forward to seeing you there, Jennifer. Thanks.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much for your time today.
Bye.
Thank you for tuning in to Assembly Audible. To learn more about the Assembly Show South, head to our website, go to the events tab, and click on the Assembly Show South. We look forward to seeing everyone in Nashville at the show. I'm multimedia editor Jennifer Pierce. This is Assembly Audible. Thanks for listening.